Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio. An adventure 65 million years in the making.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banter Box Radio. This is episode 118 for this July the 11th, 2017. My name is Thomas Towson. His name right here is with his face. His name is The Dans, The Knights.
The Dans, comma, The Knights.
Mm-hmm. The Knights and The Days.
Go on and on.
Until they don't. It's a poem written by me right now.
Wow.
I know. I'm a poet.
It's a first draft.
And I didn't even know.
Great.
So we're back again this week after 1 week off in observance of a huge holiday.
National.
I'm sure we all got together with our families and celebrated. And that, of course, being National Caesar Salad Day.
Yes, it was important.
I know I had a big bowl of sloppy Caesar salad.
Sloppy.
I did. I licked each leaf clean.
And left the leaves. You just had the dressing.
That's correct. What is a Caesar salad without the Caesar?
Yeah, I just drank a bottle of it.
Oh, that's good. You skipped the middleman.
Just drank a bottle of dressing.
No waste of food here. That's good. So yeah, we did that. We weren't here last week, but we're back now.
Here we are.
Stronger, smarter,
smoother.
More virile than ever.
Ready to please you.
And we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, Dan's going to cough. And then that is our personal cue for me to tell you what today's national day is.
Mm-hmm.
We rehearsed this ahead of time.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Today is another important one, like National Caesar Salad Day.
Right.
It's another one about getting together and making other people feel good.
It's a oneness.
It is. It's a National Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
Oh.
It's kind of sad.
That is sad. And would someone be offended if you're like, hey, it's National Cheer Up the Lonely Day and you look lonely?
You are lonely, so I'm here to cheer you up. Yeah. There's no way to win that, is there?
No. People are going to get offended.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to hug them.
That's why I'm here recording this episode with you.
Oh, out of obligation.
Yeah, I'm cheering up the lonely, yes.
I'm not lonely. I have my 12 cats. And they keep me just as company as any human being ever could.
Better. Sometimes they stack up on top of each other and put on a trench coat.
Yep.
And then you would never know the difference.
A trench coat and a hat.
Uh-huh. So do that, I guess. If you have any lonely people in your life, cheer them up. Give them a reach around.
Give them a what? Give them a phone call. Say, hey. Stop moping.
You dangus.
Let's go get a banana split.
At the soda shop.
Yeah.
So do that, I guess, or don't. I mean, unless if you're the lonely one, then
give yourself
we're
a
here
reach
to
around.
Cheer you up.
Oh, that too.
So there you go. Boom.
We'll give you the reach around.
Well.
For a nominal fee.
That's right. It's a virtual one at best.
Like an e-card.
And you can pay us. It's okay. Yeah. We're not actually friends, all right?
Yeah. So,
but we are. We're lovers. Dan.
We're more than friends.
You have provided us, or going to provide us, with a fine artisanal selection of stanky news clams.
Articles. Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh.
Because it is customary to explain what it is that we do.
I was just going to ask you, I was going to say, but what kind of news specifically is it?
But you said stinky news clams.
That's true.
Which is, I think, a popular theme with how you describe the news that we do.
They are kind of little stinky news clams, right? Because you don't find out they're stinky until you open them up. On the surface, they're
rough and
they're
sandy.
And ready.
Rough and ready.
Spaghetti on the sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. So yeah, what do we do, Dan? Why are we here? What is our purpose?
Our purpose is to provide funny ha-has in the form of articles that are newsy in nature.
Wow, we are completely dropping the ball then.
Well, we haven't started.
I mean, for 117 past episodes. Oh, yeah.
Well, this is really where we find our groove.
Yeah, I haven't once left.
118.
118, that's right. It's a, it's an important number, milestone.
And yes, and we tell these articles to people, and they, you know, they have a laugh or they don't, and they turn us off because there's something more interesting to listen to.
Yeah, because you can. You have willingly downloaded this show. You can turn it off at any moment.
You have that choice.
We wouldn't even know if you did it.
Yeah.
I would know.
But you could email us and let us know. Like, I turned your show off.
Yeah, I hate you. I imagine that you also smell bad, and I never want to hear your dumb voice again. Send us an email, bbr@goshitradio.com. We also have a contact form on the website. Let us know how much you hate us.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Always nice to meet a hater.
So, Dan, I think it's good enough time for you to start.
Yeah.
With the mouth.
Okay. Well, the Mexican...
Start with the mouth, Dan.
Oh, okay. As opposed to what? the Mexican town of San Pedro, Huamal... Oh, gosh.
You got it. I believe in you.
Huamalula...
Huamalula.
Yeah. Well, let's just call it San Pedro.
Bebop Cholula.
Yep, that's correct. They just celebrated the union of man and beast in a traditional and bizarre way.
Oh, that's not very nice to call someone.
Well, you know.
Are they...
I call them like I see them.
Well, okay.
In an effort to bring luck to the local fishermen, Mayor Victor Aguilarand married a female...
You are nailing it.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Aguilarand.
Aguilarand is Mayor Christina Aguilera.
She would make a great mayor
of San Pedro.
Of San Pedro, yeah.
Huelmalalula.
Huelmalalula.
Mayor Victor Aguilarand married a female crocodile named the Princess in the town hall.
Well, you're never going to forget that creature's name. And you're not going to lose your wife in a crowd, right? Or
I would hope not. It's the one that's chewing on people.
How would you describe your wife? She's cold, moist, scaly. She likes to bite.
She smells of the swamp.
She's real kinky like that. She's got a stink to her.
She loves it when I clamp her mouth shut.
Oh, okay.
So the princess was baptized the day before and then had her mouth clamped shut and was given custom-made wedding dress and veil. So this crocodile, because that's a different thing.
She was all dolled up.
She was. She looked so pretty.
She was good enough for a poke.
So she was paraded through the streets, accompanied by music before her special moment. And this whole thing, it's a very old practice. It's not something that just started this year.
Oh, okay.
The mayor goes, the Morenos, or the residents, the local residents, call her the princess. So the role that I play is to be the husband of the princess.
Oh, okay.
And one would think that if you marry a princess...
Are you a prince?
You would be the prince.
Crocodile prince.
And that's one step higher than Dundee.
Yeah, that's true. The Dundee, the crocodile Dundee, answers.
He's more of a duke.
He is. A kick-ass duke. And he answers to the crocodile prince.
That's true. no word yet. Oh, yeah. So no word yet on if he has consummated the marriage. But
He has. Let me tell you, all right? Let me tell you.
We'll keep you updated as the story continues to develop.
We will not. That is disgusting.
I will write a whole fanfic article about their honeymoon.
You're just now writing one?
I've had one for years. Oh, wow.
I have
and
a
you
long
just found out about it.
Yeah, except, see, mine came first.
Oh.
This romance was inspired by my fanfic.
With you? And was that based on a true story?
Yes.
Between you and a crocodile?
When I was a crocodile, yes.
When you were a crocodile?
Yes, and I married a handsome prince.
And he kissed you on the... In the spot, and then you...
In the spot. You know, the spot.
The magic spot that turns you into a boy.
That's right. This is not the first. What was it? Last episode we were talking about terrible old traditions with the knives, the Asian knife massage.
Yep.
You know, just because something's old doesn't mean it's good.
People need to get that straight.
You don't. It's 2017, okay? It is current year. You do not need to marry a crocodile for great prosperity and wealth.
It'll be more fish for the fishermen.
That's true. The fish will rain from the skies and come from the spot.
The princess will bring the fish.
Well, that's weird.
It is weird, and but that's, you know, that's exactly the kind of taste, the tastings that we've provided for everyone.
What's more weird is that I'm only a little bit aroused.
Well, we'll get you there.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. Maybe the next one will finish me off.
Yeah.
A silicone robot. Robot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A silicone robot. Why did I say it like that? A silicone robot sex doll being rented out in a brothel at a cost of $100 per hour. Since the doll arrived in the brothel in Dublin less than a month ago, dozens have visited the artificial woman named Passion Dolly.
Come on. You couldn't come up with a better name than that.
Oh, weighing 112 pounds with 32 e-boobs.
Oh my God.
They're just two watermelons they've strapped to it. they rot a little bit and they have to strap new ones on there.
No, they just pile on more.
Ooh, I like your melons. Nice and stripy, and they're nice and juicy on the inside.
And I see they're spotted.
It comes with, it's an after coitus snack.
Mm.
You feast on the 32 E's.
And you spit out the seeds.
Uh-huh. Yep. weighing 112 pounds with 32 E-breastules, the doll imported from America. Of course we made it. God.
I'm so proud of us.
Has a metal skeleton covered in silicone and responds to vibrations moving like a human. It's unsettling. It's an almost uncanny valley.
Is it?
Yeah, it's gross.
I mean, you know what it's used for, so
yeah,
yes.
It's effectively like a... You know how like you go to bakeries, right, and you have the day-old stuff? This is like the month-old eclairs.
And then somebody ejaculated in it.
Because it's an eclair, yes. Yeah. It's like a month old one, right? It's just festering and terrible.
Gross.
There's nothing good about this experience. No, actually, they do take good care, I guess. In a report this week, the Foundation for Responsible Robotics said that the android love dolls will become increasingly common over the next 10 years. Some scientists have even warned that there is a danger that the pleasure bots could lead to a decrease in real human relationships.
Only time will tell.
Who needs a real companion when you can bang your toaster? Technically, you can right now.
Yeah.
It's even hot. You have hot, hot burning love.
Well, what you want to do is you oil your genitalia up with butter.
Yes, and then you put it in the toaster, put it on the hottest setting, the dark setting, you know.
Yeah.
You want a nice toasty dong, right? And you just get yourself a good old-fashioned cooking bang. Where was I? That's weird. They also warned that these sex dolls could lead to the objectification of children and women.
Oh my God.
I mean, I guess I can see that if you have literal sex objects that look like whatever you want them to look like.
Yep.
I can imagine years of having literal female sex objects.
Mm-hmm.
Or male, whatever you want. But I mean, it's,
You pick your poison.
Yeah.
What about an animal?
Maybe you get a croc. That's right. You get in that spot, you know?
They're going to be unveiling the princess model.
With the mouth clamped shut. Because you don't want none of that crocodile sass.
That's true.
Always talking about how their swamp isn't clean enough. And how you don't ever take them to the finest fish bars no more.
Okay.
Described as Ireland's most realistic sex doll.
Mm-hmm.
What an honor. Ireland's most realistic sex doll.
We've done it.
Passion Dolly is available for rent in the heart of Dublin's Liberties. She is being leased out by the hour by two Eastern European sex workers who allow men to pay to spend time with her, but not remove her from the premises. The ad on the adult website reads, quote, "Are you wasting money paying for sex or watching porn? then why not have the full pleasure of having sex with the most the most beautiful girl whenever you want and as many times as you want.
So you pay, what is it, $100?
For an hour, yeah.
For an hour.
Yeah, which means...
Is that a better rate than a living, breathing human?
I can only imagine. I mean, if it's not, then something has seriously gone wrong. So it must be. God, it's so weird.
It's disturbing.
The final quote is, Passion Dolly is an ultra-realistic sex doll for your pleasure.
Feel like I'd want to, like, I wouldn't be, if I went over there and I wanted to try this doll out, I wouldn't feel comfortable even touching it with my finger.
No.
Until it's, like, bathed in Purell.
Yeah. So
like, just dunk it in a
boiling
tank.
Vat. Yeah. yeah, it's, well, okay. So here's my other question.
Okay.
How deep is that metal frame?
How deep is your love?
How deep is your love? Yeah, for this doll.
Well, how deep does the doll go? Because it's that deep.
Wow. I didn't think about it like that. You think if you're on the plus size of genitalia, you think you hit the metal frame and you just bend your dong? You think you can break on through to the other side?
The skeleton? Yeah. The metal skeleton?
Ooh, girl, I can feel your skeleton. That's what I'm into. Okay, so that's gross. There's a little bit more. She's either made of TPE or medical silicone and has a metal skeleton as internal structure to allow you to bend and twist the doll's torso, head, arms, and legs to pose in any sexual position you please.
Good gravy.
I know. I can hear you chubbing over there. I know you're into this.
Oh, God.
When the customers arrive, they are led to a dimly lit room.
Oh, good. That's good.
That's right. You got to set the mood for the doll.
Or you want to trick the person into thinking it's a person.
Uh-huh. Where the doll, Passion Dolly is laid on a bed with condoms and tissues provided. You wouldn't want to get her doll pregnant.
Oh, no.
Why isn't... Real question?
Yeah.
Instead of condoms, because that's still kind of gross, because there's still some, you know, there's some, like, business going on. You know, you got some...
Yep.
Some fluid still swapping around. There's a whole bunch going on, right?
Probably.
And you also got sweat still flapping up against them and all that business. There's a whole bunch of grossness. Why isn't it like a fleshlight cartridge?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
You just change it, take it out, and boil it, and toss it back in.
Just throw it away, burn
boil
it.
Boil it, mash it, put it in a stew.
That's disgusting.
I do like a good cream-based soup. All right, moving on.
Oh, God. In a new report released by the CIA, it seems as though some thieves had slipped past their defenses. Only these thieves were not interested in secret affairs. No, they craved a more carnal desire.
Hey, what was that?
Snacks.
Snacks hit us all hard in their own way. Yeah.
In the newly declassified report, the CIA states that their snacks were hacked.
Hack snack! Snack hack!
More than...
I can see it. It's coming up on Facebook. I mean, on YouTube any day now. 5 sweet snack hacks.
Get your sweet snack hack on, bruh!
You won't believe number 4.
More than $3,300 worth of candy bars, chips... And probably those small overpriced packs of gum were stolen from the machines. They work off of cards, which I think I had at one point. One place I worked, there was like these weird like card chip things that they gave us.
Huh.
And basically, this kind of operates the same way. You use these cards. It doesn't use money or credit cards, anything like that. And you put the balance on it online.
Okay.
So one person found a loophole in the system and discovered that disconnecting certain cables from the machine could endlessly receive unhealthy treats from the machine.
Nice.
And this was regardless of whether or not your card even had a balance.
Yeah.
It'd be zero. You just put it in, and it just spits out whatever you want. So this person told their friends, and soon the vending machines were being picked dry. For free.
Herf-herf-herf.
After a few months, the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, put up security cameras catching the thieves in the act. The perpetrator was caught, and he turned out to be a contractor hired by the agency.
Mm-hmm. And was promptly killed.
Yep.
He was taken out. For crimes against the nation.
He said he used his knowledge of the network to get some nom-noms. Knowledge?
I hacked into the system.
And so he and his accomplices were let go by their employers.
Oh, he got fired for stealing snacks, huh?
Yep. And don't come back.
No mo.
Maybe this guy, though, the guy who figured it out, maybe the CIA will have, like, a secret branch.
Yeah, they'll hire him.
And they'll hire him.
For snack hacks?
To prevent further snack hacks.
Or to hack other nations' vending machines.
Oh, my God.
To steal their snacks.
Snack hack.
Espionage snack hacks.
Snack hacks international.
This has spawned its own sort of series of feature James Bond films. But it's going to be played by the guy that plays Paul Blart.
Yeah. What was his? Kevin something.
Kevin Hart. No, not Kevin Hart.
It's Kevin Sorbo.
Yes.
Kevin Sorbo, obviously, was Paul Blart Ball Cop.
That would have been incredible. Kevin Sorbo. Goodness gracious. Okay, let's move to Florida. I mean, let's not, because no one should. Let's talk about Florida, okay. Which you also shouldn't, but we're going
but
to.
We're gonna.
Florida woman. A Florida woman is facing charges after police said she left her child in a hot car and then told police it was hot when she was put into the back of a police cruiser, according to a report.
It's too hot back here.
Police were called to a Dollar General store in South Daytona last week for a report of a child left in a vehicle. They said they found a 5-year-old sitting in a locked Hyundai alone with the front driver's seat window down and both passenger side windows rolled up. The rear driver's side window was slightly open, a report said. The car was parked in direct sunlight without any shade. Police said the boy appeared upset and was sweating profusely. Police dash cam video captured the interaction between Mother Colleen Walker, 30. She's 30 years old. She knows better. She needs to get her shit straight. I'm sorry.
No, you were right. To cuss.
To cuss. He wasn't in the car for 2 hours. It was like 12 minutes, Walker told police as she walked out of the store, adding her son wanted to stay in the car while she shopped.
I don't know why, but it was just like you're like Walker said as she walked out the shop, proving her namesake.
Yeah.
I don't know why
it's so funny to me.
It struck me as quite funny.
Quote, don't get all huffy and puffy because I'm not going to feel bad for you. I don't care, the firefighter said. The witness who called 911 said the child was left alone for 20 minutes and the child was crying and screaming. The manager of the store told police Walker had been walking around the store for nearly 30 minutes. The South Daytona Fire Department checked the temperature of the vehicle, which was 107 degrees.
Oh, jazzle.
So a bit spicy in there. Yeah.
It's, a little caliente.
Hey! Yeah, it's good. You did a good job with that one. You butchered the first ones, but that one.
I can do that one.
You got that one down. Where was I here? The child's vitals were checked and he was okay. So that's good.
That's
police
cool.
said while she was being driven to jail, Walker told officers to put on the air conditioning because it was, quote, too hot. quote, she was complaining that the backseat of her patrol car was too hot on her way to jail and asked the officer to turn the AC up. Lieutenant Dan Dietrich said she was facing child neglect charges and was jailed on a $5,000 bail. How ironic.
Yeah.
The name of the game is irony.
And you won the game.
Of love.
Who won that game?
The croc.
Oh, we're going back to
the, we're going back the to
princess.
The croc. It's the only thing that's ever mattered. okay, so...
None of this matters.
Florida is a... It's a gem. It's the gem of the United States.
Yes, that is correct. Oh, it's my turn now.
Yes.
So we're going to another hot place.
Where is that?
Australia.
Ooh, that is notoriously hot. Hot and spicy.
Ooh, it's caliente.
You're really riding that one, riding that caliente train.
An impressively risky move by an Australian man has left him with the ability to access public transit with but the wave of his hand.
Is he a mage?
He is a mage.
Not of this realm.
The man is a biohacker from Sydney, Australia.
More hackers.
Yes. Was it a biohacker?
Oh.
That sounds...
He hacks your bio.
That's right. And then he changes it and says, like, you're in a relationship when you're single.
Oh, that'll really mess you up.
Oh, man.
Worse the other way around.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He just ends marriages.
That's right. Me and the croc were never the same after that.
After that biohacker got hold of your profile.
That's right. She just didn't understand.
So, yeah. So he had a near-field communication chip put into his hand.
Oh.
So that's interesting. Also, his name is Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow.
Okay, he's the kind of person that gets outdated or slowly dying technology put into their hand, yeah.
Yeah.
Near field was such a cool concept. It's the coolest concept that no one uses.
Mm.
Ever.
Well, I guess they use it, they wave. Did you miss his name?
Oh, no, I heard it.
Okay, good.
One more time, please.
It's Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow.
Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow.
That's correct.
Wow, that is a mouthful.
I feel like when I read about this story, they really brushed over this ridiculous
the
name.
Yeah, they didn't really touch on it too much.
No, and
it is the highlight for sure.
It's something. I mean, it's certainly something to talk about. But anyway, yeah.
Perhaps he also likes to diamond.
it's. We should check his bio.
We should see how Bizao's doing.
So yeah, you were saying you think near field communication
is
chips
is,
are it's a it, dying field.
It is a better technology than Bluetooth. That it's the coolest technology that no one uses.
Near field.
Yeah, so few things use near field, and every phone's loaded with it these days as like a big thing. It's just not. I mean, it is catching on, but it's not. It's just not. The whole tap and pay thing, doesn't that use near field?
Yeah.
And that is so, it's cool, but it's also never used anywhere.
Yeah, do people, I mean, I've never seen somebody use it. But it's also supposed to be like a pretty discreet kind of payment. So maybe people are just like, boop, you know, like you're not even paying attention. It happens. Maybe. I don't know. But apparently this guy thinks it's going places.
He's a real techno wizard.
Mr. Meow Meow. According to the Australian Broadcasting Company, Mr. Meow Meow had encased the piece of the card in biocompatible plastic and inserted it into his body just beneath the skin on the side of his left hand.
I do want to say, I don't mean to correct you, but please, Mr. Meow Meow was my father. Call me Meow.
Call me Meowmers, please.
His first name is the same as his last name.
That's
only
correct.
His last name has doubled it.
Meow. Meow hyphen Ludo.
Oh, Meow Ludo.
Meow Ludo. And then his middle name is Disco Gamma.
Hyphen?
No.
Oh.
It's a two-name
okay.
middle name. And then his last name is Meow hyphen Meow.
Meow Ludo, Disco Gamma,
Meow
Meow. Meow.
That's correct.
That is a name.
You get it right.
Or pay the price. That's a hell of a name. Tell me more. What else did he do with this? Is he able to control people's minds and stuff?
Or? He says,
transfer data seamlessly?
Not quite. I mean, yeah, in some cases. Quote, it gives me the ability not everyone else has. So if someone stole my wallet, I could still get home. Yeah, most people don't want...
That's cool too, but do you lose your wallet enough to have invasive surgery to put a
foreign object into your body?
A computer machine chip put into your hand. That's how the robots take over, Dan.
They chip us.
That's right.
Like dogs and cats.
At least that's what the lizard people that live in the sewers have been telling me all these years.
We need to have a talk after this show.
They live directly
under the
streets in the hollow earth.
Oh.
Which is also flat. It's flat and hollow.
Oh, okay.
But just enough room for lizard people.
All right, well, we're going to have to go for a ride.
Let me ask you a question. Yep. Let me prove the earth is flat. Have you ever seen a root, a tree root?
What? Yes.
That's right. and it hasn't been compacted by the Earth because it's hollow.
Oh, so it's coming out.
That's right. And you notice how like the roots go out to the sides, kinda, not straight down. That's because it's so flat under there. It's run out of room. You ever stomp the ground outside? Or have you ever been standing outside and you hear the ground thumping underneath? That's someone on the other side of the Earth stepping on it. Oh, wait, no. Flat Earth says there's... I lost my...
You ruined it.
That's right. There's no gravity and stuff for that. God, those people are loons.
apparently...
That was a tangent.
This apparently isn't the only thing Mr. Meowmers has stashed in his body.
Mr. Meowmers. Oh, goodness.
He's apparently got two other NFC implants on his person, and apparently one of them he uses to store important documents.
Oh,
naturally.
It's in his ass cheek. Wait a minute, I think I have my resume here somewhere. Boop.
You have a near field communicator?
Just press your ass against it. I believe you'll find my resume.
to your liking. Oh wait, it's not updated.
Let me just take that back.
He said if you plan on following suit, that you only let a trained piercing professional do it, as the risk of infection can be high.
What if I want to replace my anus with a USB drive?
I think that's a sound idea.
You think it'd be a good investment?
I think you'd be crazy not to.
I think I already have.
I think we need pigs.
All right. Let's move away from this very weird guy.
Okay.
On to our last article in Chicago.
Chicago.
Just kidding. It doesn't take place in Chicago.
Great.
He's from Chicago. This is one more piece of irony.
Oh, good.
Like my last article. Delicious irony.
Oh.
One of the two men gored at the second annual running of the Bulls Festival in Pamplona today co-authored a book titled Fiesta, How to Survive the Bulls of Pamplona. Boxer-turned-writer Bill Hillman, 35, from Chicago, U.S., who was gored at the same festival in 2014, this is not the first time he's been gored, tweeted, "I got gored this morning, but I'm fine." That's what he said. He's okay, so he got gored today, but he's all right.
Yesterday
is when this happened.
Okay.
3 years ago, he co-authored the book about the running of the Bulls, and in 2015, he returned to the festival despite being gored. 3 years ago, he co-authored the book about the running of the Bulls, and in 2015, he read the same sentence twice. Hospital bosses have confirmed a 22-year-old American, described as the most seriously injured of the 10 people hurt at today's morning run, was the man filmed being thrown up into the air and dragged along the ground and trampled by several Bulls by Pamplona. Or near Pamplona's town hall. Hospitals have confirmed a 22-year-old American described as the most seriously... That's the same thing again.
You're repeating yourself now.
I am. I must have had a time loop.
Oh, that's what it is.
And done this twice.
We're going to have to put you down.
It must be some sort of error with this, because it looks like all the ones in this are some reason doubled up. So I'm going to have to... Bear with me, folks, okay? Just...
Did you double up?
I think so. I doubled up. Double... Mint gum.
Double... Yep. Double D's gum.
Yep. What? A spokesman for the Humane Society International said after the dramatic run, quote, "The injuries of the Pamplona participants are regrettable, but let's not forget that these bulls are not deliberately hurting anyone. It's not done on purpose. People are invoking this.
Yeah.
And they are terrified, forced to run through the streets surrounded by jeering revelers. Mm-hmm. And hooves slipping on the cobbles as they're terrorized for fun. They're getting out a message, which I support, because the running of the bulls and this kind of stuff is real messed up.
Yeah.
It's real messed up. And at the end of their ordeal, they'll be killed, which is what happens.
They do the...
They kill them.
Do they do the fanciful...
I don't know. Maybe they use them fighting. For that, but that's also equally terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's barbaric. That's
torturing, slowly cutting, and then murdering something just for fun. For no reason. It's just long, drawn-out torture. It's not cool. Anyway, that's real ironic.
Mm-hmm.
That's two in a row. I
wouldn't read his book.
No, he may not know the secrets to his own success.
Because he doesn't have any.
That's right. And that is going to do it for this week.
Ooh, good.
On that gory note. So we've got a bunch of stuff
yeah.
in the peeps.
In the wikes.
There is an episode of... Poppy sauce still being worked on. But don't you worry about that. It's a monthly thing, okay? You already just had one. Calm yourself. Okay? Yeah. I love you, and I will give you one. I will give this to you. You can sit on my lap, and I'll let you suckle from our poppy sauce teat.
I don't want it.
I don't want that show anymore.
You've completely turned me off to it.
As well as that, I have been told directly from the mouth of the beast itself that there is a new Jason Hex coming very soon.
Good.
So if you do the whole board game thing, that's good. Anything else that I'm forgetting? I don't think so the moment.
We are steadily moving towards more Vic Valentine.
That's true. That's always ever encroaching. And
she will be upon you.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow, it's a new season, new whole vibes. Yeah, I get it. Okay, so with that, I'm going to tell you where you can find the other stuff that we do, if you even a little bit liked this.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you? You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all the places you get your podcasts. You can check us out on Twitter at ghostshipradio.com, where you can find updates on the show and keep up to date on what we're doing. That is still a great resource, folks. Use that. Check it out. If you use Twitter, it's a quick little, like, you know, what do? The follows or whatever you do on the Twitter land. Just, you know, follow our Twitter. It's a simple thing to have in the background to let you know when new stuff is coming out. It's cool.
And you can always get at us.
We also have individual ones for the individual shows.
Yes, this is correct.
But if you want to find those, your best place is to start it at Ghost Ship Radio. You can contact us directly, like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, by using our contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. And that's all for this week.
And remember, Mike Tyson became a boxer because a bully killed his pigeon.
Thanks for joining us. Before we record, we must check. This device, is yours functioning, sir?
It is functioning properly.
Good. We may proceed.
Click.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.